السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to share with you a beautiful poem by a man by the name of Jack Shammas, if I pronounce his name right, a Christian Arab who wrote a poem about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that he had critics and people who talked bad about him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not you that they're rejecting, it is Allah that they're rejecting. Human beings have this psychology, they always want to find, of course, some excuse. And the easiest thing to do is, always, of course, is to shoot the messenger. So what do they do is they try to do character assassinations. And we see what goes on in the world. The people, what are they going to reject? That you should be righteous, that you should be chaste, that you should speak kindly, that you should believe in only one God, that you should do your prayers on time and obey and pray and worship Allah or God as He wants you to worship and not as you want to be, you know, to worship Him. That you should not drink, that you should not, you know, exploit the different avenues of sex and pornography and all these things that big businesses and companies are making money from. This is what Islam calls to. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called to. And that's why it's such a scary thing for the world who's following their desires. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ. This is in the end the other thing. Yes, I know people are saying we're worshipping this, worshipping that. In the end of the day, as one of the scholars said when he classified the different deviant groups and sects, and he said, in the end of the day, what they have in common, all of them, is one thing, that they follow their desires. But I want to read this interesting poem, and to be honest, I came across it when I was in Kuwait. And I want to do a bit more research on it. And someone knows anything about this person, to please put in the comments whether he became Muslim or not, whether he is Muslim or not. We have to understand, even in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Nasara or the Bani Israel and so on, and he talks about that they believe, but he names them Nasara and the Bani Israel or Yahud is the those who believe from them. Okay, it's not that they're Nasara and Yahud and Khalas, they're okay, everything's, everyone's fine, we're all holding hands and we're just fine, everyone's going to Jannah. No, no. It's saying that these groups, and he names the groups to make the distinction, and then he says that they believe. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifies those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Day of Judgment. Okay? So let us read this beautiful poem, inshallah, about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was headed towards the spiritual messenger, Taha. And the Christian poet respects Taha. O seal of the prophets, who is characterized by righteousness, you are an honorable and remarkable messenger. A pure and heavenly doctrine was revealed to you, deeply meaningful. I brought abundant hope and ended ignorance. It brought abundant hope and ended ignorance and the shirk of worshipping idols. Despite the efforts of the West to hurt him, he didn't get humiliated and subdued. Deceive couldn't hide the light of the law, and your light will maintain pure and spiritual, or remain pure and spiritual. What should I say about the superiority of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who guided the ship wisely and safely? The symbol of Islam is the righteous book, which is the only path to salvation. O Muhammad, I am from the progeny of Arabs. I love your religion, the religion of love and devotion. I defend you with love, even if this leads to cut my tongue. I admire in my words, which express the love in my heart. I write poems for the religion of forgiveness. Forgiveness is the virtue of Islam, amongst other morals as beautiful as the sound of pleasant music. You gave the Arab Christians glory and a high rank. You illuminated the path with a perfume message of the seal of the prophets and religions. You touched the heart of people with a wisdom which can only come from the depth of the heart. You put your blessings in the gardens of my eyes, and you permanently affected the depths of my heart with your glory. I sacrificed my soul for the sake of Arab. With the letter Bad, Bible and Quran, I inscribed the morals of Muhammad with my feelings, and I started drinking from the river of the Most Merciful. I planted in the great trees the letters of brotherhood, sweeping with happiness in Bani Qahtan place, in Bani Qahtan's place. I took Fatima as a sister because of my Arabic blood, and the chastity of Maryam is in my heart. I see the light of Muhammad's law, which mounted to the highest rank. His principles are important and hold the scene of righteousness and piety. Dignity is following him wherever he walks, like the continuous taste of honey in his mouth. And any arrogant foreigner that appears will soon disappear. And any arrogant foreigner that appears will soon disappear, like a bubble in a cup. I handed myself in this world to Allah, and I am proud of the helpful Muslim. And if you send your regards to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, send him greetings of the Christian men. Allahu Akbar. O Prophet, lead us in the direction of faith towards the highest ranks. Al-Aqsa was beautified with the souls of the Mujahid, and Jerusalem has been made into a beautiful safe fort. I give Arabs my will, and after my death, remember my address. If my address is forgotten, remember I am a poet who loves palm trees and Suratul Insan. Who loves palm trees and Suratul Insan. O Prophet, you are better than whatever I have praised you with. Words are not enough for your praise. The whole world will not be able to break this doctrine as long as the religion following the path led by the Quran. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, beautiful words about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a time where people, they don't know him. They don't even do any effort to get to know him. They don't even try. Sadly, the venom that spills from their mouths and what's in their hearts is even worse, out of ignorance. And sometimes we have to understand that it's also our fault and it's our responsibility, number one, to show and to live like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because if we don't live like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then people are going to move away from us. And at the same time, to teach people about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Two of them are important equally. And if one of them is more important than the other one, is the action. Because the action speaks louder than the words. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.